Today's Initials Game podcast is brought to you by Mountain Dew.
I just made a, I came to a conclusion about myself I didn't realize till just now.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
My name's Chris. I like watching fishing shows more than I like going fishing.
Yeah, you're really into it. Nothing wrong with that. I heard that.
I think fishing shows are my poker TV shows.
Yeah, but I like playing poker more than I like watching poker. I just watch a lot of poker.
I'm not kidding you. If I didn't have to touch the fish or the lures, I think I would like it more.
The lures? But you play fishing video games. Catch the fish, no touching slimy fish.
Look at this thing.
Thank you.
Fishing video games were sweet, like the mid-90s.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
Get black bass.
Oh, yeah.
Super black bass.
Hell yeah.
What?
Yeah, those games kicked ass. Parrot, you play those? No. Black Bass was a sweet game.
Is that a Sega game?
God, where did I play? I want to say Super Nintendo, maybe?
I think it was for...
I forget.
Yeah, it was fun.
Man, these guys are good at catching fish.
So is your sister, but she's good at catching crabs.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Yes, sir?
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
So a couple months ago, we announced that in 2018, we are adding Initials Major tournaments for the first time in Initials history. We've been playing this game for like 3.5 years. 4 times a year, about every 3 months, we're going to have a live broadcast somewhere. And these four gentlemen, Meat Sauce, AJ, Chris Hockey, and Mark Parrish, will square off for a major title, much like a golf major. Instead of just one round of 12 at 8 o'clock, at 8:15, I should say, we're going to have 3 rounds, one at 6:15, one at 7:15, one at 8:15, with just one cumulative score. The catch, though, is you rubes get to participate. There'll be one amateur, quote, player at every event that has a shot to win a green jacket, gold jacket, who gives a bleep. In about a month or so ahead of every one of the events, we'll tell you where and when. Which is what we're going to do right now. The first ever Initials Major will take place at Treasure Island Resort and Casino March 2nd.
Yes!
March 2nd. And here's why this even kicks more ass than normal. If you remember last year, we're doing the exact same thing this year. The night before March 1st, from 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock, the five of us are going to be down there. We're going to give out a bunch of prizes. Some high-end awesome stuff this year, by the way.
Yeah.
Like Xboxes, PlayStation 4s, Nintendo Switches, things like that.
Are we eligible?
No. And then also, 4 or 5 rubes will be drawn to play Initials off-air on Thursday night. Just a fun game in front of the crowd at the Parlay Lounge.
We might Facebook Live it.
And the winner of that Initials game, though, much like was Dylan last year, right? Dylan won?
Yeah.
I'm Dylan.
You won a trip for two to Las Vegas. So that's a trip for two to Las Vegas on Thursday, March 1st. Then Friday, March 2nd, we do a live broadcast from TI. We'll also randomly draw somebody from the crowd to win a trip for two to Las Vegas, which we did last year as well.
Hell yeah.
But then we'll also draw around 6 o'clock in the morning, so you got to get there early. We'll draw a name out of the crowd, and that person will compete in all 3 rounds of the first ever Initials Major. So don't miss that TI show in general, because we're going to give away 4 people are going to Vegas, a bunch of prizes, TVs, video games, things like that.
So much fun.
And somebody's going to play the first ever Major, and hopefully somebody like Josh from Worthington / Detroit Lakes wins.
I agree with everything you said except for that.
Yeah.
I would like to win.
Hockey will win.
Thank you.
Now so take
you guys will
off.
Have new records to shoot for, new major championships to shoot for, new green jacket, gold jacket, who gives a bleep.
Now that's
those
obviously
things to shoot
wait
for.
A minute. A separate I might record. Actually have something to hold over their head with initials.
Maybe.
I wouldn't
I might start to focus on this.
Start with winning a round, let alone 3 rounds, Mark.
The round.
I can't wait. That's sweet. We're going to have
really,
a major.
Really fun. So book your rooms now and then get down there. Again, March 1st is a Thursday, but March 2nd is the first ever Initials Major.
Let's talk to you when he gets home.
Let's do it.
It's time to play Initials on the Power Trip, presented by Mountain Dew.
Thanks, Mountain Dew.
Before we get to the old sponsors, initials works like this. I have 12 items. They can be people, places, things, phrases. They share the same initials. These four gentlemen don't know what the initials are until I reveal them here in a second. Each item has six clues. I start reading the clues. As soon as they know who or what I'm describing, they yell out their name. Their name is their buzzer if they get it right. They get 1 point. If they get it wrong, they are eliminated for just the rest of that item. Have to pronounce it correctly. Make sure you do that. So I would suggest saying it loudly and slowly. Best out of 12, the all-time record is 9, held by Paul Meat Sauce Lambert. And Sauce, you're also the all-time wins leader with 65. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Good to see you.
Second place all-time with 59, but he's been stuck there for a while, is the fans' AJ Mansoor.
Hey, thanks for bringing it up. If I get to 60 today, Rival House will offer a free beer and a happy hour appetizer to anyone that mentions AJ winning the initials game all weekend long. Rival House in St. Paul.
With 42 career victories, but this is the era of Chris Hockey. He's won 5 of the last 7 games. Here's Chris.
Thank you, Corey.
You're going to make Radco go broke.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about it. The all-new Radco.com is going to offer you 10% off your online order all weekend long using the promo code initials.
He's going to win.
That's right. The promo code is initials. Use that at the time of checkout if I win.
You will win.
And now with 13 career victories, a man who's about to promote something that probably won't get utilized is the fans' Mark Parrish.
You know, one of these days, Malone's is going to have to buy an appetizer and a free beer for everyone that goes in and mentions the initials game after I finally win.
And Malone's in Maple Grove has paid up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Every time.
But the waffle fries.
They're looking back at, like, Civil War letters going, it's been a long, long time since people came in and said, hey, I'd like something for free because Mark Parrish won something.
Yeah. Remember the guy got dinner and a new Coke? That's how long ago it was.
It's been a long, long time.
Hey, Paul, you see the thing in the middle of the table right there?
Yeah.
That's the Cricket Wireless 360 cam.
Wow.
It's looking right at me.
And running. Yeah, I'm pointing
like
at you today.
That's pretty sweet.
Off.
Y'all ready to do this?
Y'all ready for this?
Good guys.
You got your Mountain Dew Ice?
Yeah, it's right here.
Yeah.
Mountain Dew Ice, a clear, refreshing lemon lime dew. Great lemon taste with a kick of caffeine from Dew. Let's go.
The initials this week, as Chris Hockey goes for 6 out of 8 in win number 43. The initials this week, H-L. H-L. And away we go. Item 1 of H-L.
Clue number 1.
Was in a 1996 John Travolta film.
Clue number 2.
Has had connections to Coors Light, Frito-Lay, Pizza Hut, Nabisco, Chevrolet, and much more. Jeepers.
Clue number 3.
Is 58 years old.
Clue number 4.
Was a second round pick in 1981.
Paul.
Yep.
Howie Long.
That's right.
Ah. Oh, saucy.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
No one else that's saw good. Broken Arrow?
Yeah, I did.
With Christian Slater and John Travolta. Rod Stewart song.
Sauce leads 1-0. Here's item 2 of HL.
Clue number 1.
Can be caused by a number of factors.
Clue number 2.
But over half of it is preventable. Preventable. There we go. Pronounce it right. Over half of it is preventable.
Clue number 3.
But as of 2013, it affects around 1.1 billion people around the world in at least some way. Hey! Hey, everybody! The Fonz
hey,
is here! Hey! Hey!
Clue number 4.
Physical trauma can sometimes cause this to be temporary or permanent.
Clue number 5.
In the U.S., 43% of 65 to 85-year-olds start dealing with this. Last clue.
Clue number 6.
The second word is often changed to impairment. And it Yep.
Hearing loss.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Man, I was way off.
Yeah.
Hearing loss not on that trail at all. Is correct. Nope.
When you were pretending to be the Fonz, is that what you're going to say?
Hey. No. And I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah. I think AJ, AJ with 1, Sauce with 1. Here's item 3 of HL.
Clue number 1.
Died February 19th, 2016.
Clue number two.
In 2007, was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom for contribution to literature.
Clue number three.
Most notable for a novel written in 1960.
Paul.
Yep.
Harper Lee.
That's right. Oh, damn it.
How many of you are beyond floored that Sauce knows who that is? That's unbelievable. What, way to go, Paul.
But does he know
Paul
the name, or does he know who it is?
It's To Kill a Mockingbird.
Nailed it.
You!
Look at you.
Boom.
Now I'm pretty dumbfounded.
Yeah, I am.
Sauce deserves that one. Sauce leads 2-1 over AJ. Go, here's item four.
I got two.
Of HL.
Clue number one.
Is connected to sports.
Clue number two.
Has a connection to a 2000 Christian Bale film.
Clue number three.
Born with the last name Craig.
Clue number four.
Has a major connection to a blockbuster 1985 film.
Clue number five.
67-year-old singer and harmonica player. Final clue.
Clue number six.
Connected to the news.
Hawk.
Yep.
Huey Lewis.
That's right.
Oh,
nice
Lord.
Clue, Park. Really nice clue.
That was a good clue.
Does anybody get my first clue?
Yeah, what was it?
First clue is he's connected to sports.
Yeah, that was the name of the record.
Name of the record.
Yeah, right.
Boom. I tried to go like the Eagles last week. Yeah.
The record.
He is the record, yeah.
You're sneaky.
Try to be sneaky.
You should.
He's connected to sports, just not the way you thought. Sauce with two, Hawk with one, AJ with one, Parrish is here.
Hi.
Item five of HL.
Clue number one.
Directly connected to humans.
Clue number two.
Feed 4 to 5 times a day.
Clue number three.
Most commonly connected to children.
AJ.
Yep.
Head lice.
That's right.
That's what I was going to guess for the other one.
Oh, no kidding.
That's good, AJ.
Head lice really is good. Right.
Wow.
Hey!
Sauce and AJ tied at the top. They have two apiece. Hockey has one. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
Item six of HL.
Clue number one.
Sat next to Rachel on an airplane on the show Friends.
Clue number two.
Hosted Saturday Night Live in 2000.
AJ. Mark.
Oh, AJ was slightly first.
Hugh Laurie.
That's right.
God. Oh, wow.
Dang.
That is correct.
He was Dr. on Friends, House, no kidding.
Just for one episode.
I don't know how I knew the Friends one, but that I did.
He basically yelled at Rachel and said, "You're a horrible person." It's pretty awesome. AJ takes the lead. AJ has three. He's going for win number 60 all time. AJ has three. Sauce has two. Hawk has one. We're halfway through the game. Here's item seven of HL.
Clue number one.
You blew it!
Clue number one.
Debuted in the United States in 2009.
Clue number two.
Won multiple Academy Awards.
AJ.
Paul.
AJ was first.
Hurt Locker.
That's right.
That is correct.
Damn.
Nice job, AJ.
Parrish, are you in any way regretting even getting up this morning?
Pretty much. Yeah, exactly.
Right, you roll out of bed with a three-toed sloth shirt. You came in late. Now you're getting worked. Why even show up, right? There's only five items left and you're down four.
At least I got a hug from Jesse.
Good point.
Yeah,
just
that.
Right on, man.
Man!
But can I just leave now? Is that right? Go back to bed?
We've seen a couple of Hawk comebacks in the last 2 months. We'll see if he can do it again. AJ has four. Sauce has two. Hockey has one. Parrish with zero. Here's item eight of HL.
Clue number one.
Debuted in 1981.
Clue number two.
Has appeared in novels, films, and TV shows.
Clue number three.
Well-educated in anatomy, chemistry, and physics.
Clue number four.
Described as brilliant, cultured, and sophisticated.
Clue number five.
Easily offended by rudeness and known to kill people with bad manners.
aggressive.
Clue number six.
Last clue. Has a keen sense of smell and was in 1991's The Silence of the Lambs.
Paul.
Paul was first.
Hannibal Lecter.
That's right.
Damn. Hannibal.
These clues are
the
very
cannibal.
Good.
Yeah, they're good today, dude. Good.
Four items remain. Parrish has to run the table. If AJ gets this one right, then Hawk is mathematically eliminated. But AJ leads 4-3 over Sauce. Hawk has one. Parrish needs the next four.
You don't have to giggle. The giggle was unnecessary.
That was unrelated.
It was
involuntary giggle.
He's being tickled. Sure.
Here's item 9 of HL.
Clue number 1.
Is the name of a supervillain in Marvel Comics.
Clue number 2.
Is a video game franchise.
Clue number 3.
Ernest Rutherford Ernest Rutherford discovered this principle in 1907.
Clue number 4.
It's commonly connected to nuclear nuclear physics.
Clue number 5.
It deals with decay. See how you guys did in science class in middle school and high school.
Clue number 6.
It's the time required for a quantity to reduce to 50% of its initial value.
AJ.
Half-life.
Damn. That's right.
Oh, wow.
Damn it.
Half-life is correct. Half-life. AJ has 5. Sauce has 3. Oh, no, so Hawk and Parrish mathematically eliminated. The era of Chris might be slowly running out. That's okay.
I had no shot.
Dominated the last 2 months.
Absolutely. I still don't know what that is.
I don't either.
Even after you described it.
The video game clue was good now that I know it.
Yeah, that's about the only one I think I would have had a shot at.
3 to go. If AJ gets any of the remaining 3, he wins. Here's item 10 of HL.
Clue number 1.
Was Patrick Verona.
Clue number 2.
Was Gabriel Martin.
AJ. Mark.
AJ for the win.
Heath Ledger.
That's right.
Wow.
Heath Ledger is correct.
You know, I want to play too, AJ.
Patrick Verona.
Is that the second time?
Yes, I hate about you. Sauce, we're not done with the game. Please sit down. Honestly, I don't know why he does this. We have to finish the game. Where is he going?
You don't have to wait for him.
He came in.
Fine.
Here.
I'm not going to. Here we go.
He threw a full cup of coffee in the trash can.
Item 11 of HL.
Clue number 1.
First appeared in Oklahoma City.
Clue number 2.
Founded by David Green.
Clue number 3.
There are over 800 of these.
Clue number 4.
Avoids barcodes.
Clue number 5.
Has been connected to several religion-based controversies, including a Supreme Court ruling in 2014.
Clue number 6.
It's an American chain of arts and craft stores.
Paul.
Damn it.
5.
Hobby. Hawk.
AJ.
Mark. Farm.
I said it first, didn't I?
Go for it.
Hobby Lobby.
That's right.
Damn it.
Hobby Farm is HF.
I know,
item 12 of HL.
Clue number
wait,
1.
What's the barcode bit?
They don't do like they do like hand pricing.
So, but how do you ring it up?
I think they just type it in.
No way. What a waste of time.
I'm almost positive
that's
how they do it.
It's a waste of time.
Wow. Nice job, AJ.
Item 12, HL.
Clue there, number buddy. 1.
Was once nominated for a Golden Globe in 4 consecutive years.
Clue number 2.
Won a Razzie Award for The Return of Swamp Thing.
Clue number 3.
Has been married twice, both times to famous musicians.
AJ.
Yep.
Heather Locklear.
That's right.
Man!
AJ.
What a day for AJ.
AJ with career victory number 60.
Wow.
And AJ has 7. If you guessed AJ and 7 on Twitter, you are eligible for a $100 Visa gift card.
Wow.
Thanks to our friends at Mountain Dew, and you win a 12-pack of Mountain Dew Ice.
AJ, you were unstoppable.
And AJ had it today.
The only one I wrote down that you didn't do was Hot Lunch.
I couldn't think of an HL to save my life.
I guessed, and I guessed the right ones.
So let me ask you then.
I still like Parrish.
How far away is he?
Who, Sauce? You're only five back. Oh, that's why Sauce is ready to throw a fit.
AJ, you could have let me have those two and still won.
Could have, you're right.
More of the Power Trip Morning Show.
What's
right
the song
after
he likes? Hold
he likes Switchfoot.
No, Need to Breathe.
Need to Breathe, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Need to Breathe.
That one. Great Night, I think.
Oh, good. Here you go.
Change. Let's see.